Public libraries are a place to find answers, maybe for a research question or a book recommendation. But they're increasingly places where people seek help locating social services, benefits, and housing. And to better meet those needs, libraries across the country are adding social workers to their payroll. As 91.5 KRCC's Abigail Beckman reports, as of October, that includes the Pikes Peak Library District.
How are things going today? Are you?
Well, I'm still on the waiting list. I'm still trying to get my intake done. Okay.
In a crowded common area of the Penrose Library in downtown Colorado Springs, Alicia Kwande visits quietly with a patron.
So I'm just waiting on that, touching base with Jansen and you, of course, here at the library.
The woman she's speaking with has asked us not to use her name for privacy reasons. She lives at a shelter downtown and spends her days at the library. It's snowing outside and she's babysitting for another mother from the shelter. A toddler sleeps in a stroller next to her. Here at the library, it's warm, it's free, and there's a sense of community. Kwande, she says, has been a big part of that.
She's been a big help for us, you know, to single moms and myself that has, you know, addiction problems, trying to get it to treatment.
Their exchange is just one example of the work Kwande does as a social worker for the Pikes Peak Library District. She's quick to recognize the many social services in Colorado Springs for their work, but she says the library is just another avenue to make contact.
I've definitely connected with a few people that, you know, are looking for support to make some changes, not experiencing homelessness currently, but yeah, the majority, definitely. That's the nature of the downtown libraries in most cities.
Deborah Walsh is the social work coordinator for Jefferson County Public Library in the Denver area. As a representative for the National Association of Social Workers, she says there are an estimated 70 to 100 people nationwide with the same job.
So you've seen them pop up in different urban centers, San Francisco, you know, first, and then Denver has a large program as well. And, you know, cities have a lot more people. And so the math works out that there therefore are a lot more people experiencing homelessness. And it seems like a lot of the social work programs have come into libraries to serve that population in particular.
For many people with nowhere else to go, libraries can offer a gift of space. But Walsh says their presence can also bring an unfair stigma to public libraries.
It's easier to dehumanize folks and say, oh, the homeless people are there, don't go.
But she says
a lot of people in America are really one or two paychecks away, or like one medical emergency or one sort of bad thing happening from becoming, quote unquote, a homeless person. And so some of the humanity is lost, I think, when we use those labels.
For Kwande, it's a matter of perception. To the general public, it may seem like libraries are embracing a role as de facto day shelters. But
I definitely, having worked here, see it as a library, you know, and people use it for whatever they need to use it for.
Both Kwande and Walsh say gauging who wants help is a delicate part of the job. Both are social workers for large library districts. Kwande serves nearly a dozen locations. Walsh isn't far behind with 10. They work closely with library staff and spend as much time as possible walking the library floor, building relationships, and taking mental notes of the people there. Kwande says it's been a process.
We have a lot of regular patrons, so they, as I've gotten to know people, sometimes they'll come up and be comfortable enough to ask me a question or feel like they can do that. I've walked around and just let people know who I am and just kind of leave it at that. You know, I'm a social worker here. I'm here 5 days a week, so you can find me.
Measuring the success of those interactions has also been a process. And Walsh says it's something library social workers across the country handle differently. For Kwande, her role continues to develop. The Pikes Peak Library District says adding a social worker to its staff helps fill a gap the traditional library personnel weren't prepared to meet, furthering its mission to connect people with resources, whatever those may be. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman.